Well, there are a lot of things to say about Lorient. When a visitor discovers Lorient, he can find out about the town itself, the centre of town with its shops, its pedestrianised streets, the marina right in town. He can also find out about the tourist trail, starting at what is named Lorient La Base, the former submarine base, built by the Germans during the Second World War. This site, used after the war by the French Navy, has since become a historical and commercial as well as a tourist site. It was a decision of the town to keep the site and develop it so that the visitor can come and discover the Cité Éric Tabarly, which is a brand new museum all about the sea and sailing boats. Éric Tabarly was a great sailor who developed yacht racing both for the French and internationally. Sadly, he died a few years ago, but remains an emblem for the French, recognised across the sailing world. He raced against and beat the English sailors during the 1970s. So this museum was inaugurated in 2008 on the site of the submarine base, and it's Éric Tabarly who provides the link in this exhibition space, where his yachts, the famous Pendouique, are found. But it's not the only museum there. There's also the submarine Floret, which you can climb into during the visit to the submarine pens. There's another museum dedicated to other aspects of life underwater. That makes three museums. It's also possible to wander along the quayside and get a flavour of deep sea sailing, as Lorient is classed internationally as a base for long distance sailing. You can see a lot of huge racing yachts. Some of the great skippers have chosen this site as their headquarters, namely Franck Camas of Groupama and Armel Leclerc of Banque Populaire, who won the Vendée Globe race earlier this year. There are lots of other skippers, perhaps not so well known, but they're the great skippers of tomorrow because they captain the transatlantic yachts. So many skippers and many yachts that the visitor can see along the quayside of La Base. Of course, there are shops, restaurants and cafes at the sites, so it's easy to spend the whole day there. There is, in addition, the possibility of taking a cruise in the bay, and by so doing, discover the history of the place during a 90-minute guided boat trip. So, lots of things to do and see at Lorient-la-Basse. Lorient is a town that's not that old, created in 1766, so it celebrated its 350th anniversary last year. Before Lorient came into existence, Port Louis on the other side of the bay. And there you'll come across the citadel and its historical importance, as this is where the French East India Company was based. This company needed large ships to make the journey to the Far East and Asia. And on the opposite bank, where today's Lorient stands, there was a shipyard, where one particularly important ship was built, a ship named the Sun of the East, Le Soleil de Lorient. The shipbuilders used to say they were going to Lorient, speaking about the ship, but the name stuck, and this place of land became Lorient. Indeed, Lorient is known for having been destroyed during the Second World War. It was flattened in 1943 when 85 to 90% of the town was destroyed. So we have very few old buildings like other towns have. This can be an added attraction for some towns. Lorient, on the other hand, benefits from modern architecture from the 1950s onwards. And from 2006, we've offered guided visits to these modern buildings. There are, however, some older buildings scattered across town, such as in the port area, known as the Enclos du Port, where you can see the Tour de la Découverte, an observation tower which was used during the last century to survey the comings and goings in the harbour. There are also some windmills, so we do have some older buildings, though there are fewer than other towns. We are proud to have, on the other hand, fine modern properties. Ah, the International Interceltic Festival, yes. It's known throughout the Celtic world and has been credited with being the largest urban festival in France. It attracts 700 to 750,000 visitors who come for 10 days to Lorient to find out about and enjoy the range of Celtic music and dance. This year, the dates are from the 4th to the 13th of August. And the guest nation this year is Scotland. Every year the spotlight is on a particular Celtic country, and this year it's Scotland. The festival takes place in the centre of town, and you can see many concerts, some free, some paying. There are all sorts of shows in the street, from the big final concert to the Nuit Interceltique, which are sound and light shows in Lorient Stadium. There are festnos, in short, all sorts of events around Celtic culture. When we speak about Lorient, we usually include the countryside around the city, an area known as Lorient Breton Sud. And it takes in the island of Groix, easy to get to from the city, a little island 8 kilometres long by 4 kilometres wide just offshore, which lends itself to exploration on foot or by bike. It includes the coast around Lorient because just 5 kilometres from the town centre, we arrive at the resorts of Lamoplage and Pleumeur with their different beaches, their restaurants and cafes, but also their wild beaches and creeks. And Lorient Breton Sud also includes the other side of the bay, with its communes of Port-Louis, Riantec, and the inland waters of Gavre. And it also encompasses the inland region, the hinterland of Lorient, with the green valleys of the Blavet at Hennebont, and of the Scorff at Pont-Scorff. Pont-Scorff is known for its artisans and its famous zoo. Hennebont for its national stud, its medieval ramparts and towers. The benefit of the Lorient-Breton Sud area is that in just a few kilometres, you can go from the beaches of the coast to the town, to the countryside and the lovely river valleys. The big news for the town is the arrival of the fast train service. Tomorrow, in fact, is the inauguration of the new train station at Lorient, which will allow visitors to make the journey from Paris in less than 3 hours. Yes, in fact, we receive many visitors from England who arrive in their yachts right in the centre of town, as one of the benefits of Lorient is that there is a marina in the very centre of town. The tourist office is on the quayside, and in the spring, in particular, we have a lot of English tourists who come to us for information directly off their yachts.